Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 12, 2008. Israeli military killed in Gaza today four Hamas fighters and abducted in the West Bank three Palestinian residents. These developments come in the backdrop of a failed Palestinian national unity dialogue. This news and more upcoming. Stay tuned. The Israeli military invaded early on Wednesday the southern Gaza Strip village of Al-Qarara, killing four Hamas fighters in the area. Witnesses said that Israeli drones fired two missiles towards a number of resistance fighters 30 meters depth into Palestinian-controlled territories. Also, the witnesses said that the army bulldozers demolished a Palestinian home after forcing inhabitants out. This attack is the second in less than 2 weeks after the Israeli military killed six Hamas fighters in central Gaza Strip last week. Israeli sources claim that the Israeli drones spotted a number of militants near the border fence with Israel while planting explosives. Meanwhile, Israel announced today it would reopen border crossings with Gaza after having kept such crossings closed for 9 days, following the latest rounds of attacks on the coastal territory. In the West Bank, an Israeli military special undercover unit abducted three Palestinian residents from the Nablus city. At the political level, the outgoing Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert described the fight with Hamas as definite. At the internal level, Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh called the latest remarks by President Mahmoud Abbas of Fatah as hostile. Abbas slammed Hamas vehemently for boycotting a scheduled Cairo-hosted conference on national Palestinian unity. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and Hussam Qassis.